I really have to get in touch with Ayla, I told Leo after we had wandered for half an hour without saying a word. I looked for her at Paracline this afternoon, but she wasn't there, Leo said. She was getting ready for this. You mean aiming the telescopes, or more the military side of it? How'd she get mixed up in that? She's good. Someone noticed. The military gets what it asks for. How would you know? Are you mixed up in the military side, too? Leo was silent. We walked for a few minutes more.
A few days ago, they put me in a new laboratorium, he said.
I could tell he had been laboring to get it off his chest for a while. Oh, really? What have they got you doing?
They dug up some old documents. Really old. We've been scraping them off, getting familiar with them, looking up old words fallen from use.
What kinds of documents?
Technical drawings, specs, manuals, back of envelope sketches even.
For what?
They won't just come out and say, and no one is allowed to see the whole picture, Leo said. But talking to some of the others, comparing notes in Lukub, taking into account the dates on the documents just before the terrible events, we're all pretty sure that what we are looking at are the original plans for the Everything Killers.
I gave a little snort of laughter, simply out of habit. The Everything Killers were only ever mentioned in the same way as we might talk of God or Hell. But everything about Leo's tone and manner told me that he was being altogether literal. There was a long silence while I tried to absorb this news. In an attempt to prove that he must be mistaken, I pointed out, "But that goes against everything that the world is based on," meaning the post-reconstitution world. If they're willing to do that, then nothing is real anymore.
There are many who agree with you, of course, Leo said. And that's why.
He exhaled, the breath coming out raggedly.
That's why I wanted to invite you to be part of my Lukub.
What's the purpose of this Lukub?
Some people are thinking of going over to the Antarcs.
Going over as in joining forces with the Geometers?
The Antarcs, he insisted.
It's been established now that the dead woman in the probe was from Antarct.
Based on the blood samples in the tubes? He nodded.
But the projectiles in her body are from the Pangee cosmos.
So people are guessing that the Antarcs are on our side. He nodded again.
And having some sort of conflict up there with the Pangees.
So the idea is to forge an alliance between the Avowed and the Antarcts?
You got it,
Leo said. Wow. How exactly would you go about that? How would you even communicate with them? I mean, so that the secular power wouldn't know of it.
Easy. Already been worked out.
Then, knowing I'd never be satisfied with that, he added,
It's the guide star lasers on the big telescopes. We can aim them at the icosahedron. They'll see the light, but it can't be intercepted by anyone who's not right on the beamline.
I thought of the conversation I'd had with Leo months ago, when we had wondered whether it was really true or just an old folktale that the Eta had us under continual surveillance. Idiotically, I looked around just in case any hidden microphones might somehow have popped into view. Do the Eta?
Some of them are in on it, Leo said.
What kind of relationship exactly do these people want to forge with the Antarcts?
We spend most of our time arguing about that. Too much time. There are some nutjobs, of course, who think we can go up there and live on their ship. It'll be like ascending to heaven. Most are more reasonable. We'll set up our own communications to the Geometers and conduct our own negotiations.
But that is totally at odds with the Reconstitution.
Does the Reconstitution say anything about aliens? About multiple cosmi?
I shut up, knowing when I was planed.
Anyway,
he went on. I completed his sentence. The Reconstitution is a dead letter anyway if they are dusting off the Everything Killers.
The term post-mathic is being thrown around,
Leo said.
People are talking about the second rebirth.
Who's in on it?
Quite a few servitors. Not so many doings, if you follow me.
What orders? What maths?
Well, the Ringing Veil Avowed consider the Everything Killers to be dishonorable, if that helps you.
Where does this Lukub meet? It sounds huge.
It's a bunch of Lukubs, a network of cells. We talk to one another.
What do you do, Leo?
Stand in the back of the room and look tough. Listen.
What are you listening for?
There are some crazies,
he said.
Well, not crazy, but too rational, if you know what I mean. No awareness of tactics, of discretion.
And what are those people saying?
That it's time for the smart people to be in charge. Time to take the power back from people like the Warden of Heaven.
That kind of talk could lead to a fourth sack, I said.
Some people are way ahead of you,
Leo said.
They are saying, fine, bring it on. The geometers will intervene on our side.
That is just shockingly reckless, I said.
That's why I'm listening to those people,
Leo said,
and reporting back to my Lukub group, which seems reasonable by comparison.
Why would the geometers reach down to stop a sack?
People who believe this tend to be hardcore HTW types, I'm sorry to say. They've seen the Adrakonic proof on Orlo's phototype. They assume that the geometers are our brothers. The fact that the geometers made their first landfall at Orathena just confirms this.
Leo, I have a question.
Okay.
I've had zero contact with Ayla. Jessery thinks it's because she's trying to get her liaison sorted, but that doesn't seem like her. Does she know anything about this group?
She started it,
Leo said.